Episode 2067, Do What You Can, Not What You Can't.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a brand new start to a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday. Do what you can, not what you can't. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, here in the United States, it is the Labor Day holiday. And really, it's a time for us to celebrate those who go out and work and who labor for the ones that they love, their family, even their friends, their community. So take today, be grateful for what you have. I know life is very challenging, but if we approach it with the mindset of a blessing, life is much better. You know, control is both a benefit and a detriment. Who doesn't want the satisfaction of being right? I love being right. Do what you can, not what you can't. Change tomorrow begins with action today. You know, nothing in life comes without the execution of an action. And with that action comes the hope of change. You can do it. You will get to where you want to go. With summer coming to a close and fall upon us, it's hard not to look for all the goodness in change. But that change is not something that comes easy or without heartache. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes energy. It takes sleepless nights. It takes fill in the blank for you. You know, because you've been there. Maybe you're swimming in quicksand today and you don't think you can get out of it. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have what you want when you want it? You know, driving back home from our Girl Power weekend, it was a blast this weekend. But I just wanted to be home. I didn't want any more time on the road. I didn't want more pit stops. Yes, our oldest daughter was with us and she's pregnant, fully pregnant. But we had to stop often. Why? For the health of her and the baby. Yet, she was tired. I was tired. My other daughter was tired. We had all three of us going, can we just be home? It was like a Dorothy moment. I want to be home. I just want to go home. There's no place like home. But if we really wanted to get there, it meant that we had to do something in order to get there. We couldn't just get on the side of the road. We couldn't pull over. We couldn't go to a hotel. It wouldn't help the situation. We needed to put in the work. If we wanted all of being home, the focus had to be on what we could do, not what we couldn't. Change is not about being perfect, and control will not give you change. Think about that for a moment. Change is not about being perfect, and control will not give you change. It is consistently showing up. It's doing what you need to do every single day. Do what you can, not what you can't. Care for your tomorrow today. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Care for your tomorrow today. You have got to want it bad today and not tomorrow. It's what you do today. Believe it or not, this is not about goals and habits. It's the daily focus of what you want to see in your life. It's presence. You want something different tomorrow than what you have today. Do what you can, not what you can't. Excuses cannot rule your everyday. And that is what happens. That's what holds us back. And we come up with those so quickly. Why? Because it's our negativity. It sets in. It's easy. It's the standard of being a human being. But you have to work at not allowing your excuses to rule your everyday. What you want begins in the present. Be present. Be incredible. be you. Your thoughts encourage actions. So what are you thinking? Where are you going? Your actions respond to your circumstances. If you are not willing to switch up what you're doing in your everyday, are you going to be able to get to where you want to go? No. Your actions respond to your circumstances. Your circumstances refine your character. What happens in your everyday is going to change who you are. It's your reflection. Your character begins with intentions. What is it that you're after? What is that goal? What is that end result? But understand that it is a journey, not a destination. Decide today to commit your tomorrow to the person you desire to see reflected in your everyday. Create your now. This isn't about trying to have everything perfect. This isn't about knowing every step along the way. This is not about reaching your goal sooner rather than later. It's about being present, knowing that you are willing to do what it takes today to get a different tomorrow. Do what you can, not what you can't. I got a challenge for you today. On this beautiful, brand new day of a beautiful season, fall is upon us. You probably are looking around the corner going, oh my gosh, my kids are now going back to school. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe you're living in perfect chaos. You're like, I just have got to put 2 feet on the ground and start running. What do you want tomorrow that needs to start with an action today? Business. In your business, in your career. What do you want tomorrow that needs to start with an action today? Your health. You want to lose that weight. Well, you can sit here and say, oh man, it's a holiday and I'm not starting today. I just can't. I need a few more bites of that ice cream. Fine, have the few more bites of ice cream, but don't wait till the next Monday. Start today. You can make those choices and make them better today and not wait for tomorrow. What about your marriage? Do you need to put more time and effort in your marriage? Do you need to recognize the man that you fell in love with is changing also? And not only is life just about you, but it's also about him. Maybe you're trying to organize your household. You're like, man, I know it's going to be perfect chaos this year. The end of the season is going to be crazy, and I got to be prepared. What can you do today? It's not about organizing a whole room. It's about taking a section on a counter. And then from there, you work to the next counter, and the next cupboard, or the next floor space, or the next desk space. What do you want tomorrow that needs to start with an action today? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, but you have to be willing to take those steps. And that's the hang up. We're all talking, no action. You can't just run your mouth and not be willing to follow it up with intentional movement. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Tomorrow starts today. So what will you do today to impact tomorrow? Go out, create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.